can wade in the water. Come on and wade in the water, children. Wade in the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
Birmingham, Alabama Regional Quartet Tradition. From National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution, I'm Bernice Johnson Regan, and this is Wade in the Water. Birmingham, Alabama is the urban center of Jefferson County. And the small community of Bessemer, just outside the city, is the home of Birmingham's steel industry. As African Americans move from rural areas to work in this developing industrial center, a strong quartet tradition evolved among the men who worked in the mines and later in the steel mills. This program will look at the development of that quartet tradition. We will look at the presence and importance of quartet trainers in shaping the style and the way in which migration resulted in the spread of the quartet tradition to other areas of the country. Finally, we return to Alabama and the contemporary resurgence of strong, close harmony quartet singing.
Ever since I can remember, from my childhood, there always have been a lot of quartets around this area. Lots of quartets. And a lot of quartets from this area have branched out from this area and going out across the United States and made good.
Not only that, everybody around that section could do that. That whole section, the whole Birmingham, Bessemer, all around that the city, those guys, everybody around there could really master that type of singing.
We are serving God. We want to live, look, and sing so that somebody would want to take a pattern after us.
Well, I see, and I asked you to go over it, the whole thing, so I can see why you hold your harmony too long or too short. Why is it short?
Okay.
You're just chipping in the places. It's hard for me to protect it, you know. Uh-huh. It started the whole thing, and I can maybe show you when to cut out and when to start back.
Okay. Take it from the top, one more time.
Brother Michael, don't call the roll till I get there.
No, no.
I ain't got time to wait for you. I ain't got time to tarry. For my home is over in
It's Monday night after the third Sunday in December 1992, and we're in the middle of the rehearsal for the Birmingham Sunlights. On this evening, Henry Holston of the Sterling Jubilee Singers, one of the oldest Bessemer, Alabama quartets, is working with the Sunlights on an old quartet song, He Took My Sins Away.
Okay, from the top.
When I was a sinner, I sinned both night and day. My Lord saw me sinning, children. He took my sins away.
Just like the boys do here tonight, you got to practice hard. And get every man in his own tune, in his own voice. The baritone, stay in baritone. Bass, stay in bass. Leader, stay in leader. Tenor, stay in tenor. And that just like making music on a piano or guitar. So you got to make your own music.
Birmingham, located in Jefferson County, Alabama, is the home of one of our richest quartet traditions. African-American quartets have a long legacy within the culture. We're here talking about community-based quartets and the whole tradition of men getting together after work and practicing religious harmony singing. It takes place within the context of the Black church. However, the quartet tradition is wider than the organized church experience. It needs to be seen as a part of Black male culture, and in fact, it is actually a way that many Black men grew up. Joe Watson, lead singer and manager of the Four Eagles of Bessemer, Alabama, talked about what was expected of him in 1944 when he joined the Eagles.
When I met the group, they were rehearsing, once a week. So they had their own rules and regulations set up, you understand? So I had to cope with what the rules they had set up. You know, they had certain rules that you had to be on practice on time, and you couldn't do no drinking, and you had to have a clean life, and so on and so on. And so the group was always based on that, you know, a clean-cut person being in the group.
In many instances, African-American boys would form their first quartet groups as early as 9 and 10 years of age. Some of them stayed in a quartet all of their lives. Among the first of the Jefferson County quartets to record was the Birmingham Jubilee Singers. In 1926, they recorded, "He Took My Sins Away."
When I was a mourner, I mourned both night and day. My Lord heard me mourning. He took my sins away. When I was a sinner, I sinned both night and day. My Lord seen me sinning. He took my sins away. Let me hear you moan.
Oh, don't call.
Veteran quartet singer Albert Veal recounts the impact of He Took My Sins Away and this particular group, the Birmingham Jubilee Singers, on what we now call gospel quartet singing.
They were the first one that really popularized quartet singing. I mean, quartet singing was just something that nobody paid much attention to it before they made that. That one song was the one that changed the whole picture of the quartet singing. They just went from there on.
The lead singer for the Birmingham Jubilee Singers was the legendary quartet trainer, Charlie Bridges. He was crucial to the development of the Jefferson County quartet tradition.
Charlie Bridges was from Pratt City, and he was born in 1899.
Quartet researcher Doug Seroff.
The earliest recollections that I have, or from other people, about Charlie Bridges was him being active in one of these dimly remembered but storied combinations, a group called the Dolomite Jubilee Singers, who were active in a mining community of Dolomite, which was a suburb of Bessemer. Around 1920 or 1921. It was in 1924 or 1925 that a group called the Rolling Mill Four, which I suppose was organized in the Bessemer Rolling Mill from employees there, that group broke up, and the bass singer from that group was one of the greatest quartet bass singers of all time. His name was Ed Sherrill. And when the Rolling Mill Four broke up, Charles Bridges and Ed Sherrill organized the Birmingham Jubilee Singers. And this was the first group to achieve a national success from Jefferson County.
God is Lord.
God is Lord, and His love is heavy.
Oh,
where the angels feel and say,
God is Love by the Birmingham Jubilee Singers, with Charlie Bridges and bass singer Ed Sherrill sharing the lead. Doug Seroff.
And Bridges started training a very large number of quartets. And Bridges would go out to a quartet's rehearsal on invitation. Very often, it was a new group. Groups were springing up all over Jefferson County. It was a pervasive pastime in Jefferson County during this time period. I've been told that there was a group on every block in all the residential communities.
The Dunham Jubilee Singers was one of the groups trained by Charlie Bridges, and one of their finest songs was Holy Is My Name.
By and by, I'm going to see the King. By and by, I'm going to see the King.
Lord have mercy now.
By and by, I'm going to see the King.
Please talk about it now.
Time to go to judgment. Oh, Lord.
Holy Is My Name, with Son Dunham and bass singer Leon Patrick trading the lead, performed by the Dunham Jubilee Singers. This song was recorded in 1928, before World War II. But if you go to Jefferson County today, you can still find quartet singers throughout the community. John Griffin worked more than 40 years in the steel mill. Then he retired. But you don't retire from quartet singing. He began to sing quartet as a young boy, and today he is still a quartet singer and leader.
I'm John Griffin, the manager of the Gospel Southern Airs of Birmingham, Alabama. My father was the pianist for our church. He could read music. I wanted to sing quartet. I have an uncle that's 92 years old, and he was singing with a quartet when I was a boy, the Flat Creek Jubilees. When I was a boy, he was singing with the Flat Creek Jubilees, and their harmony was perfect. And I wanted to be like him. I wanted to be like my daddy, too, you know. I wanted to learn to read music and maybe to instruct somebody like he was doing. But the quartet harmony that my uncle and his group was making got in my mind. I couldn't get it out. And this, sometimes we have gone over one song for an hour and a half or 2 hours just to get one man right on that song, because when we go in the public, it has to be right.
In most areas of the country where quartet singing was popular, most quartets were all male, but there were excellent women in the tradition. The Ravizzi Singers was a family group of brothers and sisters, and on this recording done in 1937, we hear the voices of lead singer Isaac Ravizzi, alto Mary Ravizzi, Hattie Ravizzi soprano, and bass William Ravizzi. They're performing I Am Thinking of a City.
I am thinking of a city.
In 1890, there were reportedly 30,000 blacks in Jefferson County. In 1920, there were 130,000. 100,000 people had moved into Jefferson County, and of course they were all forced to live in certain specific areas. They were in segregated communities around their workplaces. They were welcomed into the job market. They were absolutely necessary in the labor market. And there was good jobs for them, relatively speaking.
Singing quartet helped black workers survive the harsh conditions of working in the mines and steel mills. And once experiencing the support and camaraderie of belonging to a quartet, a singer tried to stay in a group. Four Eagles singer Joe Watson tells a story of how singing quartet helped him find a place in a new community.
When I migrated to the Kentucky area, normally, so I didn't go there looking for a quartet. I went there, you know, trying to get some work. And so, fortunately, after we stayed around there a couple of days, we had a guy that promised us that he would get us a job by 4 or 5 young men around in the area. So he taken us to a spot there and put us out in an area right at a bathhouse. Okay, now this bathhouse consists of the workers going back and forth to the mine. When they come out the mine, the coal mines, rather, they'll stop at the bathhouse and take their shower. So when this guy, when this fella, he supposedly would come back and taking us through the area to put us with the right people for employment, but he didn't come back. So, it rocked on over in the middle of the night. So we were sitting there and didn't know nobody. Strangers in the town, hungry. And so one of the police came up and wanted to know why we were sitting around there. I said, now we're not here to hurt no one. We're here to obtain employment. And so the police told us, well, I tell you, we don't lie no one sitting around this bathhouse. All this was on the company property in the coal mining area. So we moved on, didn't come back to the same spot. Well, this group, this Silvertone group, was made up out of miners. I mean, out of coal miners. And so they began to hum there in the bath out there, you know. And so I went in the bath out where they was, after they had done, you know, taking their shower and whatnot, and all the rest of a bunch of guys around the mirrors, you know, combing their head, getting ready to go home. And I said, would you fellas mind me hitting a song with you? One of them looked around, And Ernie, he looked around. He said, "You think you can sing, boy?" I said, "Yes, sir." I said, "Yes, sir, I can sing." So I took off and hit a song with her. So when I hit the song there with them, all of them grabbed, you know, they got around me then, you understand, and said, now, I tell you what. He said, "Since you're looking for this fella to get you, you ain't got to look for nobody." And the manager taken me home with and got me a job. So I started singing with the group, you know, with that group there.
The connection between work and quartet singing is also discussed by a member of the Sterling Jubilee Singers. This is an Alabama group that first recorded as the CIO Singers because they not only sang religious songs, they created songs to sing for their union, the Congress of Industrial Organizations.
This is Henry Holston, the manager of the Sterling Jubilee Singers of Bessemer, Alabama. Perry L. Thomas, he was sponsoring the Sterling Jubilees over the air with the CIO Singers. They called us the Sterling Jubilee CIO Singers. And we performed this song they called "Let the Spirit of Philip Murray Live On and On." We written and arranged that song, and we put it on a 45.
Let the spirit of Philip Murray live
on and on.
Just let it be there. Let the spirit of Philip Murray live
on and on. God has called Mr. Murray home.
Let the spirit of Philip Murray live
on and on.
Just let it be there. Let the spirit of Philip Murray live
on and on. God has called Mr. Murray home.
Well, in 1942, labor leaders didn't know exactly what to do. Mr. Murray smiled, said, "I'll be your friend. I'll fight for the right of the working men. Well, when I die, I want to be straight where I can enter my God's pretty gates. Now, every working man in this land, don't forget the deeds of this wonderful man. But let his spirit live
on and on.
Let the spirit of Philip Murray live on and on. Philip Murray was the president of the CIO, and when he died in 1952, the Sterling Jubilee CIO Singers eulogized him in this ballad. A tradition as rich as the Birmingham Quartet tradition was bound to travel, and it did. One of the most famous groups to come out of the region was the Blue Jay Singers. Silas Steele and Charlie Bridges were the lead singers as they left Bessemer, Alabama, going through Mississippi, Louisiana, into Texas, and finally into Chicago. The Blue Jays fully developed the double cross-lead conversational style, where in the lead position of a song, two of the strongest singers would answer each other and then take turns pushing the performance higher. This Jefferson County innovation is brilliantly demonstrated in the Blue Jays' recording of "Standing Out on the Highway."
As I walk down the lonesome highway, child, my heart was lifted up and glad. My mother cried, "Son, don't you worry. Do you know the Lord will always be the way?" Oh, as I walk down the lonesome highway, Lord, my heart lifted up in prayer. Mother left me standing on the highway, Lord. Yes, I wonder,
Mother died.
Yes,
she master.
No.
Put the record over. I found my mother. Yes, he had to go.
Charlie Bridges and Silas Steele trading leads on Standing Out on the Highway. The famous Blue Jay singers traveled to Louisiana, and when they left Louisiana for Texas, Gilbert Porterfield stayed. He in turn began to train New Orleans quartets. The Humming Four was one of the groups trained by Porterfield. Albert Veal of the Humming Four of New Orleans talked about how Birmingham influenced the development of his local community quartet style.
Maybe five or six blocks that someone had a radio just to hear us sing. And then finally, after we really got going good, then one of the guys out of another group out of Birmingham, Alabama, came here by the name of the Red Rose. He came here from that group. And after he heard us sing, he thought that we sound just like the group from his part of the country. They didn't know that we had copied their style.
Well, as I John saw the mighty number
moving way up in the middle of the air,
I John saw the mighty number
moving way in the middle of the street
golden. I John saw the mighty number
moving way up
in the middle of the air.
I don't
saw the mighty number moving way in the middle of the air.
Well, way back yonder in the days of old, John saw a city made with gold. It was a beautiful city with its pearly gates. Then John looked around and began to rebate. There are
three gates in the east.
Hallelujah, there are
three gates in the west. Three gates in the north.
Lordy, there are
three gates in the south.
That'd be
four gates to the city, four square wide. Hallelujah.
Well, they counted the angel three by three. He thought he heard the bumping of the angel wing. Well, he looked to the east, he looked to the west. He saw a number of angels standing to the breast. He looked to the north, he looked to the south. He looked again and began to count out. There are
12 angels in the east,
12
angels in the west,
12
angels in the north,
12
angels in the south.
That'd be
48 angels to the city, four square lines. Hallelujah.
Well, John, he looked over Calvary's hill to see if the beautiful city was real. He looked up high, he saw a man with 12 bright stars in his right hand. Well, he looked to the north, he looked to the south, he saw a number, a great amount. It was a mighty number which he could remember.
By the number that new man can number, and my, what a beautiful city.
12 gates to the city, beautiful city, a great big beautiful city, four square wide. Hallelujah.
12 gates to the city, based on the last book of the Bible, Revelations, performed by the Humming Four, Albert Veal.
I would say I don't know of any part of the country that didn't take their style. That's what I mean. That style with the high tenor, and with the tenor above everybody. That's the style. That's what I mean by the style. The other star was with the leader way up there, but the star, the Birmingham star, was with the high tenor. The other ones, everybody that sung that style was the Birmingham style.
Not only did the Birmingham style spread through the travel of organized groups and their recordings, but individual young men who had grown up in the tradition moved out to other communities, and whenever they entered a community, they tried to find a quartet, and that always impacted on the sound. Virtuoso bass quartet singer Isaac Freeman left Jefferson County and eventually ended up in Ohio. From Ohio, he began to travel as a quartet singer, and from this position on the road, he met the Fairfield Four singers, and they invited him to join.
I'm Isaac Freeman, bass singer of the Fairfield Four. In the group, they had two Alabamians in the group when I joined, but the group itself came directly out of Nashville, Tennessee, right here in Nashville. You see, by being born in a state where everybody usually sang songs just alike, even in church, they have certain ways that they sing certain songs. So you just about can tell, because it's something, and I guess it's the feeling, you would say. You can almost tell a guy that's from Alabama. I'm not saying that he's better than anybody else from any other state, but I'm just speaking, from what I can detect.
Isaac Freeman, one of the strongest quartet bass singers working today, talks about the technique of taking a bass line and moving it into a lead position.
You're putting two voices together. It's not hard to do. You know, I told you, I used to sing leads, you know. So what I would do, I would just put the two together. I would, coordinate it, like lead and bass. That's all trio level is. You know, it's lead, bass. That's what it is.
Just like a tree of a lemon, I forever stand,
my Lord.
Just like a tree of a lemon, oh, I forever stand, because I'm rooted and living in the rocks of
come unto me,
saying, come unto me,
and I'll give thee rest,
and I'll give thee rest.
Lay down the weary,
lay down the weary,
weary one lay down,
weary one lay down.
Well, you know the head upon,
you know the
head upon my breast,
upon my
weary one morning. Walking alone,
and I was walking alone.
Well, you know I heard a voice.
You know I heard a
voice, but I saw no one.
You know I saw no
one. You know the voice I heard.
You know the voice I heard.
You know it sounds so sweet.
You know it sounds so sweet.
Oh, well, I know it was Jesus.
Well, I know it was Jesus.
He was talking to me.
He was talking
early
to me.
Isaac Freeman with the bass lead on Tree of Level, recorded by the Fairfield Four Quartet of Nashville, Tennessee. The post-World War II period saw a proliferation of quartets. The famous Blue Jay Singers left Texas and migrated to Chicago. Chicago did not sit well with lead Silas Steele. He moved south, relocating this time in Memphis, Tennessee. There he joined with quartet singer Jed Bledsoe in pushing the spirit of Memphis Quartet to national status. One of their popular recordings was Tone the Bell Easy.
Why don't you tone the bell?
Won't you tone the bell easy?
Tone the bell.
Won't you tone the bell easy?
Tone the bell.
Won't you tone the bell easy?
The Spirit of Memphis Quartet and Tone the Bell Easy. Today, quartet singing on the community level continues as an important aspect of African-American sacred experience in Alabama. On the third weekend in December 1992, I traveled to Demopolis, Alabama, 90 miles outside of Birmingham. Over a two-day period, I heard more than 40 different singing ensembles. The Jefferson County Quartet tradition was well represented. It was the 18th anniversary of the Gospel Harmonettes of Demopolis, Alabama. Annie Wilkes of the Gospel Harmonettes of Demopolis, Alabama.
We the Harmonettes just want to tell each and every one of you that we love you, and we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. For making this our 18th year anniversary a happy one. You know, we're not going to say it's been easy down through the years, because I'm sure everybody know how it is if you've been singing or out there doing something for the Lord. Yeah. But we just thank the Lord for our rough times. Amen. Because if we had it easy all the time, we wouldn't have anything to be really grateful for. Amen. But if you've been down, you'll know how to smile when you be up.
Amen.
We are glad to be here tonight. Realize that the hour is late, but thank God for being able to be here. Let's give the Harmonettes a big round of applause and all the groups that have sang already.
Augustus Moore and the Delta Airs of Birmingham, Alabama.
While the blood is running warm in your veins, while the blood
running warm
in your
let me go ahead on and sing because somebody else got to sing. Listen. Who will be willing?
Mama, Lord.
Who will be willing?
Mama, Lord.
The headliner for Saturday night, the Golden Gates of Starksville, Mississippi.
Who will
be willing? Oh,
yeah.
And from Bessemer, Alabama, the Four Eagles singing Sinner Man.
Oh, sinner.
Oh, sinner.
There.
still singing after more than 60 years, the Sterling Jubilees of Bessemer, Alabama.
One by one.
The Sterling Jubilees of Bessemer, Alabama sing Ring Those Golden Bells. The Birmingham Sunlight's lead singer, James Alex Taylor, is a contemporary singer who chose to stay with the older a cappella Alabama style, and he turned to the Sterling Jubilees as mentor.
Well, we met Henry Hoster a few years ago, I guess about 10 years ago. And, you know, me being the musical director, I thought that I knew pretty much all there was about harmonizing, about harmony. But when I met Henry Hoster and Tom Lacey, and they began to do some things with their voices and do some things with chords that I'd never heard before, it was just shocking and astounding. And I was very impressed, and I consider Henry Hoster to be probably the greatest tenor alive. Mr. Hoster has his own group, the Sterling Jubilees, and we can't impose upon him too much, because Mr. Hoster is pushing 90 years old, and he has his hands full with his group. But every chance we get, we like to hear him sing, and we try to get, you know, as much of the knowledge and technique from them as we possibly can.
Lord, I have trials and
tribulations.
Oh, Lord,
I've been duped and I've been
scorned.
Brother,
soon
my trials will be
over.
And I want somewhere in my head,
oh, Lord,
somewhere in my head, somewhere in my head, somewhere in my head, somewhere in my head.
Somewhere in my head,
somewhere in my head,
somewhere in my head,
somewhere in my head,
Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Somewhere in my head.
Rich area for that kind of singing, and we hold dear to it. We think well of it, and we love it, and we think that it will live on. We get a lot of support for it, and we think that it should never be wiped out or forgotten or discontinued.
Birmingham, Alabama, Regional Quartet Tradition. This program is part of the Wade in the Water series produced by National Public Radio and the Smithsonian Institution. The senior producer is Judy Moore Latta, associate producer Sonia Williams, technical director Renee Pringle, additional engineering Paris Morgan, Margot Kelly, and Chuck Thompson. Production staff includes Beverly Oliver, Joseph Gill, and Dakia Simmons. Special thanks to Injamili Rollins, Ev Grimes, Doug Saroff, WUAL, WBHM, the Center for Popular Music, and the Smithsonian Institution Archive Center. The executive producer is Sandra Ratley Lewis. I'm conceptual producer Bernice Johnson Regan.
Major funding for Wade in the Water, African American Sacred Music Traditions, was provided by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. Additional support was provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Catholic Communication Campaign, a parishioner-funded program that gets the good news around. This is NPR, National Public Radio.